at 6:30. Birmingham City School students go back to school this morning, and as they step into new classrooms, the kids may look different. The school system decided last month to drop its longstanding uniform requirement. That move brought mixed reactions from parents, retailers, and students. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
For the first time in more than 20 years, khaki, black, and blue pants and the blue and white shirts are just an option. Birmingham students can go to school wearing whatever they like, within reason, just as long as their pants don't sag and the skirts and shorts are not too short. Boys still have to wear belts, and no open-toed shoes or hoodies are allowed. Some parents, like Lachelle Adams, say they don't have a problem with the policy. She just fears the change may have a negative impact.
That's going to promote some bullying, I feel, because there are going to be a large number of kids dressed out of uniforms, and they can look at a kid who's dressed in uniform and say, hey, you must be poor. Your mom can't afford to buy you regular clothes.
Adams says she had already bought uniforms for her son when the school dress policy was announced. The timing, she says, wasn't good for parents, and she returned some items. But school officials say they announced the change in July ahead of sales tax holiday weekend, when many families make their back-to-school purchases. Meanwhile, stores are stuck with lots of uniform inventory. Iasia Powell starts 8th grade at Smith Middle School today. She shopped recently for shoes with her family at a store in Crestwood. The shoes she tried on were powder blue sneakers with a pink bow. Last year, those shoes would have been off-limits for school. She says the change in policy really doesn't make a difference for her.
I like wearing uniforms every day, but it don't really matter to me because I go to school to learn, not for all the other stuff.
For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.